this time, the Committee on Resolutions report. I'd like to ask Kelvin Cochran of the Elizabeth Baptist Church to please come.
Mr. President, it was my pleasure to serve as chairman of this year's Committee on Resolutions. Before we introduce the resolutions, I want to refer you to the copies that were given to you upon entry of the worship center today. And we will also provide them electronically on the website, gabaptist.org, that you can get access them electronically. Due to the time that has been well spent today, we will not read each resolution word for word. But before proceeding to the resolutions, I want to publicly thank the committee that helped facilitate the process and the Georgia Baptist Mission Board staff that was a part of that process. And I would ask the committee members to please stand. And they are John Barber, David Chansey, Chris Parkin, Brad Reynolds, and yours truly. Thank you for your support. And the Georgia Baptist Mission Board staff that was so supportive of the process, please stand. And they are Laura Sims, Pat Collins, and John Bryan. Please stand and be recognized. Thank you for your tremendous support. Mr. President, we have three resolutions of appreciation, the first of which is to express our appreciation to the host church for facilitating the 198th Georgia Baptist Convention and sharing their extreme hospitality. We also thank the leaders that were involved in planning this year's convention for giving of their time and their supreme efforts. Our resolutions committee is the sponsor of this first appreciation resolution. Our second resolution of appreciation was submitted by the Board of Trustees of the Baptist Village Incorporated, who have presented a detailed document of the work and ministry related to the 20 years of excellent service by Mr. Dulles Sharpton for his leadership of the Baptist Village. That's our second appreciation resolution. Our third appreciation resolution is submitted by David Chauncey, a messenger from McDonough Road Baptist Church in Fayetteville. This one states appreciation and gratitude for all former state missionaries and support staff of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board who were impacted by our reduction in force. They are to be commended for their roles in strengthening and advancing God's kingdom work through the Georgia Baptist Mission Board during their many years of service. Mr. President, these are our resolutions presented for adoption.
Coming from committee, it does not need a second, but is there any discussion or question? If not, take out your ballot, and all those who are voting for, would you please raise your ballot? Any opposed? Like sign. They are adopted.
Our next resolution is on child abuse, specifically protecting our children and vulnerable individuals. This was submitted by Josh Safeco, a messenger from Flat Creek Baptist Church in Fayetteville. This resolution outlines the need for Georgia Baptists to stand against the abhorrent neglect and abuse prevalent in our culture today. Mr. President, we present this resolution for adoption.
It comes from committee. It does not need a second. Is there any question? If you're ready to vote, have your ballot. All those in favor, raise your ballot. All those opposed, like sign. And so it is carried.
Our last resolution for your consideration is on gender dysphoria and its treatment, and submitted by Judy Kraft, a messenger from First Redeemer Church, Cumming, Georgia. We have Brother Mike Griffin is available to speak on this issue, Mr. President, if you deem it appropriate. As such, we present this resolution for adoption.
Again, presented by committee, not in need of a second, but is there any questions to this resolution? There are none. If you're ready to vote, please raise your ballots if you're in for. All those opposed, like sign. And so it is adopted.
There was one other resolution which the committee discussed in detail with careful consideration. A resolution on critical race theory and intersectionality was submitted by Peter Lumpkins and is being referred to the Executive Committee, Mr. President, to appoint an ad hoc committee to study this resolution, to include the author himself for further study and further consideration. All other resolutions have been discussed, voted, or adopted. So, Mr. President, this completes our report.
Thank you, Kelvin. That was for your information that they shared on the last one with you today. And so thank you for your report and your work on your committee. God bless.